Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
Good morning. It's Friday, February 26th, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. I'm Tammy Trujillo, and here's your morning news.
Since the onset of the pandemic, several cities in LA have looked into the possibility of creating their own health departments, separate from the county, to have more control over COVID restrictions. Long Beach, Pasadena, and Vernon are currently the only cities in LA County with their own health departments. Tuesday night, the city of West Covina voted to break with the county and become the fourth. Kelly Qualipi is Director of Health and Human Services for the city of Long Beach. She says having a separate health department does offer flexibility, but it's no small thing for a city to take on.
It's a big deal to have a city health department. There's a lot of administrative pieces. You have to be approved by the state. You have to be engaged in the contracts at the federal level. We run over 100 contracts and grants to be able to fund the work that we do. So I think everybody's focused right now on the flexibility, on the nimbleness, but there are a lot of things that it takes to run a public health department.
And Kelly Qualipi spoke with KPCC's Take Two. The West Covina City Council has voted to break with the county over COVID-19 restrictions and create its own city health department. Mayor Lidie Lopez-Viado told KPCC it's not just about opening restaurants. She also says there have been issues with vaccine availability.
Well, we had a situation at Bridge Creek Retirement Home, and they had an outbreak. I know we were pleading to get the vaccine at that location. It took weeks.
She says the city will seek grants to get started and the department will be self-sustained on fees and inspections. The measure passed 4-1 with Councilman Brian Tabata by casting the lone dissenting vote. At Tuesday's meeting, he argued creating a city-run health department was not a good idea because the city-run fire department has missed inspections before.
How confident do you feel that we are going to be able to make sure that we do not fall victim to not conducting health inspections and opening up the city to litigation and liability?
In a statement, LA County said it will continue to provide services and enforcement until West Covina has a public health department recognized by the state. The California Supreme Court yesterday upheld the state's 2018 law barring 14 and 15-year-olds from being tried as adults and sent to adult prisons, even for serious crimes like murder, arson, or robbery. The court found the law did not conflict with Prop 57, approved by voters in 2016. That measure allowed judges to decide whether young people should be tried in adult court, taking the power away from district attorneys. Well, just in case you're feeling a bit cooped up, there's some good news. Southern California may be about to get a whole lot more protected nature for you to go enjoy. That is, if a new piece of legislation passes through Congress. KPCC science reporter Jacob Margolis has more.
The bill's called the Protecting America's Wilderness and Public Lands Act, and it could add 1.5 million acres of additional protected land to a bunch of states, including California. Assuming it passes, we'd see a few notable changes. First, 190,000 acres around the San Fernando Valley will be added to the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area, doubling the size of what's protected now. Most importantly, federal money will be available to build new trails, facilities, and do wildlife studies. In the San Gabriel Mountains, a 49,000-acre recreation area will be set up for the first time, and an additional 100,000 acres will be added to the national monument there. The act is expected to pass the House on Friday, but whether it gets through the Senate is, as usual, a huge question. Covering science, I'm Jacob Margolis.
Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Tammy Trujillo. Tune in again next time.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.